We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under a merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, graceful viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashtar 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bellavista, and Channel 44 on Villavisión de Villamayor. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Coré, Channel 27 on Coré Video Cable. In Santani Tapiracuay, Channel 30, and in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernán Darías, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernán Darías. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hod Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Alka Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Selink Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Alka, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47. And Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 to the cable provider Gunnar. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Grove Cable TV, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 107 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Guasheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles. This is the second day of Lunar New Year, one of the most celebrated holidays in many Asian nations. During this auspicious time, we are most honored to share a special letter of loving wishes from compassionate Supreme Master Qinghai.
As the Lunar New Year approaches, I sincerely wish all beings the best in all good endeavors and a renewed determination to be good and do good. May peace reign supreme in our world. May love blossom in our hearts, and may all rejoice in the inherent goodness that will manifest in this physical realm. May we all renew our faith in the divine and our pledge to be veg, go green, save the planet. Qinghai.
We respectfully offer our sincerest gratitude for Supreme Master Qinghai's encouraging and uplifting message. Your caring words, unconditional love, and selfless works continue to inspire and give us strength to do our very best in safeguarding the planet. May the year of the Tiger 2010 be the beginning of a transformed era, when kindness and virtue thrive in our world, and when God's gracious heart is pleased, blessing all earth inhabitants with everlasting peace and happiness. We're continuing our journey to several locations during this joyful time. Let's talk with our Supreme Master Television correspondent in Formosa or Taiwan, a land known for its leadership in promoting the earth-saving vegetarian diet. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm having a wonderful time here at Longshan Temple in Taipei, Formosa, Taiwan. This beautiful building has a history of over 270 years and is one of Taipei's oldest and most popular temples. Some people are coming here to ignite the light that signifies peace and a bright future, which now the whole family will be blessed with harmony and health.
Yes, we pray for the same for all families around the world. What are some of the other wishes of the people of Formosa for this Lunar New Year 2010?
Let's ask some of our friends here to find out.
我新年希望是世界和平，然后不要任何战争，然后我希望就是大家都平安，对。
新年快乐，吃素环保救地球， 耶！
虎年行大运， 耶！
Happy New Year! This is Supreme Master Television, reporting from Taipei, Formosa.
Thank you. We're now going to our Supreme Master Television correspondent in Thailand. Hi, looks very festive there.
Hi there. Yes, many are enjoying this marvelous New Year time here at Bangkok Yawarat Road. The lively streets are colored in red, symbolizing good fortune for the upcoming year. And vendors fill the streets selling special New Year goodies.
ทุกท่านให้สุขภาพแข็งแรงสิ่งเจอยู่สิ่งนี้วักชัย
Happy Lunar New Year
สุขสันต์วันตรุษจีน Yeah
Wishing you and the citizens of Thailand a fabulous 2010 year of the tiger
Thank you very much and many blessings to you and the Khmer viewers out there
Thanks so much We're now going to our Supreme Master Television correspondent in Malaysia Hi there
Hello I'm here at Penang Goddess of Mercy Temple or Kuan Yin Tang Temple. This is believed to be the first Taos temple in Penang, which was built by the early Hokkien and Cantonese settlers in the 1800s. Local people come to offer prayers for good health, peace, and harmony.
There are so many vibrant traditions for the Lunar New Year. What are some of the most widely celebrated ones in Malaysia?
We have asked some gracious people here about their favorites.
在我们华人农历新年，我们都会争相到庙里上头炷香。
Happy Lunar New Year! Be rich, go green, and save the planet.
From Supreme Master Television, Happy Lunar New Year! 新年快乐，万事如意。
Thank you for your report from Penang, Malaysia, and Happy New Year to the warm-hearted Malaysian people.In 2010, may all beings be blessed with peace and prosperity as more people embrace the compassionate vegan diet. Please join us tomorrow as we celebrate day 3 of the new lunar year, visiting more beautiful countries in our world.
Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. Heavy rains overflowed the river system in northwestern Colombia throughout late December 2009 and into January 2010, affecting more than 47,000 people. Many families lost their agricultural livelihoods while facing mosquito-borne diseases due to the floods.
Pica mucha plaga y eso nos da paludismo, nos da dengue.
Sending her prayers and love for the afflicted, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 as she requested that our nearby association members go to bring help and comfort to the victims. The contribution was used to purchase $100,000 in essential goods in the United States based on Colombia's cost of living. After bringing staple food supplies to the families, our association's joint relief team from Colombia and Costa Rica learned that people were becoming ill and made a second trip to deliver mattresses and mosquito nets.
Le doy gracias a la maestra que nos mandó las ayudas.
Y hemos recibido algunas ayudas muy importantes de la maestra suprema Qinghai, calidad alcalde. Lo agradecimiento porque por la comunidad del municipio de Turbo, los que recibieron esta ayuda están altamente agradecidos.
We join in thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional care and our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. May our gentler treatment of the environment help such calamities to subside.
Flash floods in Sydney and New South Wales. The capital city and surrounding areas of the Australian state experienced the heaviest rainfall in 10 years on Friday, February 12, when flash floods felled trees and caused widespread power outages. Some parts of the city recorded almost 100 millimeters of rain in just over an hour. Although statewide emergency services received over 1,000 calls for rescue or damage, no injuries were reported. We are grateful for the emergency crews ready help to the storm afflicted, wishing the New South Wales residents a swift resuming of their productive daily lives and that such extreme weather patterns are eased through humanity's benevolent care of our planetary home.
Tonga jolted by strong quake.On Saturday, February 13th, a 6.3 magnitude tremor struck 96 kilometers southeast of the capital of Nuku'alofa. Fortunately, there were no reports of a tsunami alert, damage, or injuries. Thank heavens for the safety of the Tongan people. May such potential dangers be alleviated as we strive for gentler regard of all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Historic NATO meeting held in Russia. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright led a 12-member expert group of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, in talks with a Russian delegation that included Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary of the Security Council Nikolai Patrushev, State Duma deputies, scientists, experts, and students. Presentations made by former Secretary Albright highlighted a new NATO concept of forging stronger relations with Russia to face shared concerns such as global warming, energy supplies, and security matters. Following the meeting, Konstantin Kosachev, head of the Russian State Duma Foreign Affairs Committee, stated that he appreciated the discussions and NATO's understanding of Russia's role as a collaborative partner. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellencies, North Atlantic Treaty Organization and Russian leaders for your cordial talks and efforts toward increased cooperation. May more and more countries join similarly for the peaceful benefit of world citizens, one and all.
Jordan presents olive tree gift to Iraq. On Thursday, February 11th, 30,000 olive tree saplings were presented by Jordanian Agriculture Ministry Secretary General Radi Tarona to Iraq's commercial attaché in Jordan, Issam Abdul Halim al-Safar. With 70,000 that were delivered last year, the total 100,000 trees are a gift to the Iraqi people from His Majesty King Abdullah II. Allah's blessing, Your Majesty, and Jordan for your kind expression of brotherly love. Wishing the Jordanian and Iraqi people abundant shared fruitfulness, friendship, and prosperity.
Ship and crew freed. 24 Indian and 2 Burmese nationals of the Panamanian flag vessel Al Khaliq were released on Wednesday, February 10th, near Harar Dare, Somalia, following a 3-month detainment. The crew members are expected to continue with their cargo of 35,000 metric tons of wheat to be delivered to Mombasa, Kenya. We are relieved to know of the peaceful release of the Indian and Burmese sailors. Wishing them a safe continued journey and happy reunions in their homecoming with family and friends.
Winter Olympics launched in Vancouver, Canada. 82 countries participated in the procession of the Olympics Parade of Nations, with the opening ceremony song I Believe, sung by 16-year-old Canadian Nikki Yanofsky, and a welcome that was offered by the indigenous four host First Nations.
The first gold medal went to Swiss men's ski jumper Simon Amon, with the Netherlands' Sven Kramer receiving gold while setting a new Olympic record for the men's 5,000-meter speed skating event. Slovakia gained a first-ever gold medal during the Winter Olympics event, as Anastasia Kuzmina won in the women's 7.5-kilometer biathlon sprint, and USA's Hannah Kearney won in the women's mogul ski competition.
We thank Canada for your gracious hosting, with our hats off to Olympic participants and awardees alike, wishing everyone a memorable celebration of the human spirit through excellence in sportsmanship at this international event.
Save our planet. See, deforestation could be another tipping point. Recent studies in Japan have revealed that certain underwater areas of once lush seagrass have all but disappeared. Such regions have been called the cradle of the seas because they supply vital food, oxygen, and habitat for fish. However, when the seaweed beds vanish, so does all other life, as observed near Shizuoka Prefecture, where an underwater area previously filled with species such as abalone, flounder, sea bream, and others is now barren and empty.
According to the Marine Ecology Research Institute in Tokyo, climate change is a contributing factor, as the warming waters cause certain fish to stay active in the winter rather than hibernate, resulting in continued feeding on the seagrass. Moreover, humans' revival efforts through replanting alone have thus far been unsuccessful, with a study of 129 seaweed beds indicating that a tipping point may have been reached beyond which no restoration is possible. A report from Japan's Environment Ministry corroborated, stating that when the environment changes beyond the stage that the seaweed beds can regenerate naturally, attempts to stem their loss could be too late.
Our earnest appreciation, Japan's Environment Ministry, Marine Ecology Research Institute, and all participating scientists for citing yet another aspect of the dire state of our oceans. Let us quickly adopt more sustainable ways to protect the Earth and her amazing seas.
Speaking during an interview for the July 12, 2009 edition of the Irish Sunday Independent, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized, as in previous times, the critical actions that would not only save lives, but would restore the entire ecosphere.
The truth is that, scientifically speaking, we have a short time left because we have already waited too long to act. Leading scientists and organizations are now saying this as well, especially as they find that the tipping points which indicate irreversible damage to the Earth, are being reached much faster than anyone had previously thought and calculated. We need the solution, which is organic, life-saving vegan diet. Then our future is transformed. Life will quickly become better than what you could even imagine. With no more killing, humans and animals alike will flourish in peace, and the world will be restored to beauty and happiness.
Save our planet. The U.S. National Weather Service reports that 49 of 50 states received snow on the same day for the first time in recorded history.
Save our planet. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon gathers a panel of international leaders to discuss ways to mobilize $100 billion by 2020 to support developing countries in coping with climate change.
Fantastic viewers, I'm Angela the Vegan Great Crested Grebe, one of the elusive stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, with a tip on saving water. To help make sure there are no water leaks in your home, you can read your water meter before and after a 2-hour period. During that time, refrain from using any water. If the meter reading changes, then you know you are losing water somewhere. It might be from your kitchen, or bathroom faucet, or from an outside tap. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now the weather from around the world.
In cultural news, today, February 15th, is Serbia's National Day, observing events in 1804 that led to Serbian independence and the proclamation of the first Serbian constitution in 1835. This southeastern European nation between Macedonia and Hungary contains one of the largest Christian Orthodox cathedrals in the world, Cathedral of St. Sava. Serbia has a rich heritage in the literary art. Prominent Serbian-born poets include Ms. Tisanka Maksimovic, Mr. Oskar Daviko, and Mr. Vasco Popa. We wish the gentle Serbian people a memorable national day. Let's share some fun and laughter with a joke told in Italian entitled The Couple.
Adriana dice a suo marito: Antonio, la giovane coppia appena arrivata nel condominio sembra molto innamorata. Ogni mattina quando lui parte le dà un bacio e ogni sera quando ritorna le porta una dozzina di rose. Perché non fai lo stesso anche tu? Diamine, dice Antonio, non conosco mica la ragazza.
And now for our heartline from Mehran, who, along with his brother Mehdad, was featured on A Change of Heart. From dairy farmers to compassionate vegans on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. The two brothers left their dairy farming business for more earth-loving ways to earn a living when they realized the harm it was causing to the animals, people, and environment.
Thanks for all the efforts to make this show. It was very well made. I would like to congratulate all the diligent Supreme Master Television staff for making such an effective and touching show. With God's grace, hope other viewers have also been touched by the program. Greetings to all friends at Supreme Master Television, in the hope to save the earth. Best regards, Mehran from Iran.
Noble Mehran, it was very wonderful to be able to present to our global viewers the compassionate transition that you and your brother have made. We pray it helps many to realize that the choice to care for and love our gentle animal cohabitants is always the best, whatever the situation. With heaven's infinite blessings to you, your brother Murad, and all the shining souls of beautiful Iran.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in
the world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Commission pledges $210,000 in humanitarian aid for recent extreme cold weather in Mongolia.
Former U.S. President Bill Clinton returns home after a brief hospital stay, with the chief cardiologist affirming his good health.
In the city of Bellary, India, a special military rescue unit successfully rescues a man from 8 days beneath the ruins of a collapsed building.
Czech President Václav Klaus meets with President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt to discuss bilateral relations and present the Arabic version of a book he wrote on climate change.
In the midst of winter storms in Virginia, USA, area residents volunteer as drivers to ensure the safe transport of local hospital staff.
An excavation led by the Israeli Antiquities Authority uncovers a 1,500-year-old Jerusalem street once traveled by thousands of Christian pilgrims.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announces a recall of around 14,000 pounds of beef due to possible E. coli contamination.
The Vietnam-Cuba Friendship Association in Alak, or Vietnam, donates 200,000 notebooks for Cuban children and raises funds to construct Cuban schools.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.